The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. You see, I'm searching for a real love and I don't know where to go. I've been around the world and high and low and still I'll never know how it feels to have a real love because it seems there's none around. I gotta end it in this way because it seems he can't.
Well, it's a sensational looking Sunday afternoon here in the city of Nassau. And right about now, we invite you and yours to tune in, pull up a chair, sit back, relax if your circumstances permit. Grab yourself your favorite beverage and tune in. But if you're on the move and you're on the go today, we encourage you to keep it safe out there. But whatever you do, please, please keep us locked in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to do one other favor for us if you can. Please phone a friend, text a friend, let them know we're all the way live today. We're back in studio, and this is the Real Love crew. And so let's make it official. Welcome to the Real Love Talk Show here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I'm yours truly, I'm your host, Sugar Ray. And it's absolutely so amazing, man, to be back with you on this beautiful looking Sunday afternoon. This is the 27th of June, 2021. And just to clarify, we've been away for a bit. We've taken a few weeks off, but we're back in studio. And of course, what you may have seen previously were shows that were pre-recorded by us here in Guardian for the Guardian Network. And so those would have been previously broadcast show. So how are you doing out there today? We hope that is all as well. We hope that you're all faring well and having a great weekend thus far. And certainly, if you are new to the Real Love, we want to say thank you so very, very much for tuning in. In fact, I want to mention that there's been lots of calls, there have been lots of WhatsApp messages and so on. So we want to thank you guys. Thank you all so very much for sending some love our way, man. We really, really and truly appreciate it. And as I was saying, if you're a first time viewer for the show or listener to the show, then of course this is a show where we talk about love, real love. And we shine a bright light on just that. And of course, we helped you to identify some solutions, strategies as you go through your trials, et cetera, and so on. We want you to benefit whereby in the long run, after it's all said and done, you can certainly make your love light shine bright forevermore. And so I keep saying we, so let me introduce my friends here with me, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that they are just as happy, just as excited to be back on air here today with you folks out there in Radio Land. And of course, it's been a minute. So guys, welcome back. And let's start with the lady in the room. This is the lady of the Real Love Talk Show. She is our resident counselor extraordinaire. And fellas, captivating lady, a vivacious little mama, a sexy little thing too, I might add. And of course, always looking good as a woman should here in studio this afternoon. And I might say she's an avid educator. She's going to bring the grown and mature perspective to our conversation here today. And it is always absolutely a delight to be with this sister. My sister, you know I love you. This is Lady D, everybody. Welcome back, Lady D.
Thank you so much, Sugar Ray. It's so good. I mean, I'm singing Naughty by Nature song. Hey, oh, so good to be back with my crew. I miss you guys and, you know, nothing but love for you, all right? And the 242, nothing but love for you either. Thank you for tuning in today.
We appreciate that, man. And we want to say thank you to the folks looking on via Facebook this afternoon. What's up, Facebook? And we want to remind everybody, too, that certainly you can tune in and join us via the World Wide Web. Okay, that was a little trouble getting that out, eh? But certainly, our folks on Facebook, you can join us, too, if you're listening in and you want to check us out on Facebook. It's at The Real Love Talk Show, so you can go on and check us out there. And of course, we are also streaming live via Guardian Talk Radio. And so you can go onto their website and check us out to join in the conversation there too. Also want to mention the cable channel 969. It's also another avenue whereby you can tune in and join us. So our third member of the team, he's also here with us and a great friend. Certainly, I call him Mr. Rico Suave. Della calls him Mr. Debonair.
Yep.
But he is, ladies and gentlemen, an avid businessman here in the 242. He is an avid life learner, I might say, also, too. An entrepreneur, indeed, and, of course, a guru of audiovisual experience in the industry. A dear friend, as I would have said, a brother. I give to you, ladies and gentlemen, my esteemed colleague. His name is Mr. Juan B. He's here with us today. Juan, what's happening, brother? What's really good, man?
My brother, all is well. Well, everything is great.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
I just want to say thank you to all our listeners out there in Radioland and on Facebook Live. We really appreciate having you here with us today, but more so, I'm excited to be here. We've taken a long break, and as I've told you before, after every show, I feel like there's some growth because there's something about sharing and expressing your love and letting your love light shine.
Very well said.
Just glad to be here.
Yep, yes. Very well said. Good to see you again, man. Good to have you guys back. Honestly, missed you too. And ladies and gentlemen, so as always, you know, we want to have one of those in-depth conversations. And certainly we want to engage you this afternoon. We want to have you get involved. And our numbers to call here in studio are 323, just to remind you, 323-6232 and 325-4316, 325-4259. And I've been mentioning, I've actually taken the time some time back and alluded to the fact that I wanted to have this. And I think it's timely. I think it's very timely given what's happening currently in our country. Okay. But this is the subject of our conversation here this afternoon. Where is your love life? And what are we talking? Where's your love light, that is? What are we talking about when we mention that? From an individual perspective, everybody has a bearing on how they interact, how they get involved, how they share, give love, etc., with one another. But we're talking about a national conversation here this afternoon. And so it's very important. And you might ask yourself, well, why? Why is it important? So we're going to dive into that too, right? But certainly, we want to recognize that, each of us can play a role in this regard. Nationally, being able to be our brother's keeper, being there for each other. I oftentimes ask myself personally, how am I doing? How am I faring? Am I dull? Am I turning? A cold or getting a cold-hearted respects to treating people well, to just generally, by and large, having fellow feeling. You know what I mean? Am I doing okay in this? You know, because sometimes we don't even stop to think about it. Life comes at you fast. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about in years gone by, as far as a national identity is concerned, we were known as people that were warm, yes, hospitable, yeah, friendly, loving, mm-hmm, and so on and so forth. Where are we at today? Well, if you were to take our temperature and you were to do a survey and you would say 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest on the spectrum and 10 being the best that you can do, would you say nationally speaking, seeing people, are people that are known for being warm, friendly, hospitable, kind, you know, courteous, do we exude that? Do we still exhibit that? Are we still known around the world as being that way? What would you say out there, ladies and gentlemen? And then, too, from the personal perspective, I believe it's my opinion that you should start by cleaning up your doorstep first. So if we look at our own personal circumstances, whether it's those engagements and interactions between fathers and their children or mothers and their children, siblings, maybe it's something between you and the landlord, right? Because a lot of people have been laid off, so on and so forth, based on this pandemic, and relationships have been severed, they have been strained. You know, even dealing with a landlord, I heard somebody say the other day, it's like, man, you know, I want to just deal with this brother. I want to deal with this. You know what I mean? I have a situation because he just don't understand. So where are we, like, given the climate that we're in, right? We know we've been faced with this pandemic. We know that things are tough. And so does that make for a perfect storm in terms of our love drying up? Each other, our interaction, our involvement with each other, not being what it should be. Have we done a temperature check lately to see if we're doing all that we can? And why is it important? So let's get back to that. We're going to dive into this conversation again, ladies and gentlemen. The numbers here this afternoon are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And I need to mention, too, there is a text line as well. There's 422-4796. We'll welcome your calls, your comments, etc., right? Yes. And so let me ask you guys, let's start it off by asking a question. Why is it important? Why do you think it is important for us to ensure that these sorts of connect ones in terms of a loving relationship or interactions all the way around, whether it's with a perfect stranger or whether it's with the ones that we truly love, why is it important that we maintain and cherish and ensure that we have these sorts of bonds deeply entrenched with each other? Anyone can, that's an open question. Anybody can jump in.
I mean, from where I sit, even watching international news, I see so many people, even here locally probably, and I don't want to say so many, I don't have a number on it. They like mentally, they're going out of their head. I think you mentioned something about the way the pandemic has affected people, the way the world has affected people. They're going out of their head. But I feel as though if we have the bond, we have the love, people don't have to take on all of that mental strain to go out of their head. They can perhaps do like they used to do in the past. Go by Grammy and get something to eat. Go by Auntie and get clothes if the house burned down. Whatever the situation is, when you have love and you have that community spirit and that bond, you don't have to be as concerned. But then when you feel like you're in this alone, you don't have anyone to turn to, because I think there's a feeling of hopelessness among many persons. Mm-hmm. It causes people to have more on their head, even in their sleep. And there you have a lot of mental issues. Mm-hmm. So mental wellness is something really near and dear to my heart, being a counselor and being a person who deals with therapy and that sort of thing. We have to exude love so that we can kind of help to mitigate against all of this mental illness.
It's interesting you touched on the mental health aspect of it, because it's funny how they tie in, how these things tie in, being able to connect and share. And I'll tell you, there's an article that I read. I have it here with me today. And let me just share the objection of this article. And it's from the Mental Health Foundation, Relationships. This is the topic of it, Relationships in the 21st Century, the Forgotten Foundation of Mental Health and Well-Being. And it goes on and it says, it opens up and it says this: relationships are one of the most important aspects of our lives. Yet we can often forget just how crucial connections with other people are for our physical, mental, and overall well-being. It further goes on and it says, people who are more socially connected to family, friends, to their community are, quote unquote, happier, physically healthier, and live longer with fewer mental health problems than other people who are less well connected. The other paragraph says, this is just one or two lines here, but it goes on and it mentions, it's not just the number of friends you have. It's not whether or not you're in a committed relationship, but it is the quality of the close relationships that matters. Mm-hmm. And it says, living in conflict or within a toxic relationship is more damaging than being alone.
Yes. Well, you know why. 100%.
Wow.
Powerful.
And we don't stop to think about this.
Powerful.
But, you know, I think we don't stop to think about it because we don't stop to take time to understand where we are coming from, meaning the individual.
I'm not sure if this mic is up a one, because I'm not getting you in my headset. Maybe another mic.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. I can. That's
okay.
Much better.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just simply saying, you've said a lot. And in my opinion, you went and you expressed a full gamut of... But you ended on a piece just now, and I have to say that I stand firm in believing that if you know where your joy is, because we're talking about your love life, your love light, and letting it shine. But the question I have is, what is your love light? And then secondly, if you know what it is, then you can direct it. But if you don't even know what your love light is, how can you direct it? Which means that Lady D talked about this mental health. And I think if we look at it, that's our number one concern, because the love is still here. We're still a loving nation. We can still go out and find food, clothing, and deep connections. But it's up to us to decide what deep connections are and if we want them.
I wish, honestly, that we were able to take a survey before we came on, even with this aspect, because you hear a lot of hopelessness out there. You see people more and more. Remember, in the past, you never used to see people coming on mainstream media talking about they're living in cars. They don't have anything to feed their children. I see a famous person, social media person, female. She's not even residing in the country right now. She's Bahamian. But she has this campaign going on for single mothers where she's doing GoFundMes and stuff to get monies, get food. So it tells me the need is there. Now, I'm not saying the love is in here, but I'm saying the connections that Ray spoke about from the mental health aspect, I think so much of that has kind of, because I don't want to say people don't love, but generations like our generation, I think we have a different spin on
what love is.
What love is and how we should bond. I talk to many young people. Don't forget the profession I'm in. Mm-hmm. And you hear this word, you care so much. You need to stop caring. Man, this world ain't about that. You just do you. And so it's almost to me like an egocentric kind of behavior or like a attitude of callous, like it's whatever.
But what I'm saying is I think that was always in us. Because of the mainstream social media now, we're recognizing the abundance of it. But it was always there. It has not changed.
You don't think there's been a proliferation in need?
All right, let me share this with you, okay? Right now, the weak is protected. If we're talking about going back, the weak was never protected because you had more brutes out there than now. So all I'm saying is because of the proliferation of the negative in social media, I think we begin to believe that that is the bigger part of our lives. But I disagree with that. I totally disagree with all of the hate, all of the violence that's being displayed out there. Most of it is because we have access to all of it now. Before, the only time you would really see violence if it happened in your physical life or in your surroundings, or if you may have watched television. Now, I'm only talking about from where I came from, which is television was something where we got a lot of influences from. But I'm just simply saying this. It has not changed. It may have grown. It may have grown because we have grown as people.
Well, I want to back up. Let's take a few steps back, mm-hmm. right? And back to what I initially raised. The question that I initially raised was, why is it important, right? And I think we kind of touched on that with that introduction that I read from the article. Why is it important? Because it is of benefit to us when we have these yes. bonds.
We're social creatures.
Yes, and when we ensure that they are doing well, it benefits us. It benefits us mentally, physically. We live longer lives, etc. All of those reasons that I would have mentioned. But I want to hearken to something that you just said, 1B, and as it relates to how people perceive and interact nowadays. And it's a quote that I always actually think about in my personal circumstances. What's your thoughts? Why? Because they become words. What's your actions, mm-hmm. right? Because they become, or what your words become your actions, rather. Watch your actions because your actions become habits. Watch your habits because they manifest into your character and ultimately into your destiny, right? We as a people, we pick up many habits.
Mm-hmm.
We pick up many, and I think that's one of the things that you're alluding to, right? We say that we see that big, great America's over there, our neighbors to the north, and many times we watch and we adopt a lot of the trends and things and so on, right? And I dare say it impacts our way of living as a people.
Absolutely.
Right? Monkey see, monkey do, we'll say and goes, right? Yeah. And you and I were having this conversation off air, Della, earlier today with respects to when you look at the United States right now, the instances of mass shootings are up, right? Dramatically.
Almost every day.
But we don't have to look that far. We don't have to look that far. Yeah. Look at what's happening right here in our streets.
Correct. Where's the care? Where's the love?
Right here in our streets.
Where's
the love? We're in life is just being snuffed out like it's nothing.
Thank you.
Like innocent babies are being shot. Bystanders are being, in some cases, seriously injured or their lives are being taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And all because of senseless acts. Because we've got it in our heads that, you know what? It's all about
me and my crew and this whole idea of suit, you know, it's like the God of nowadays.
I think I alluded to it when I talk about the egocentric attitude that's right? being portrayed.
But this is where we have such a, where I kind of go off on the next side. Because whereas I agree with you, I think it's ill-founded that you think you are a God. Especially if you don't know what it takes or what it means to be a God. So we developed this attitude that, yeah, we're gods because we listen to all of these things, again, on social media, on, you know, just out there.
The influences.
The influences. So yeah, we listen to these things. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, basically what you're saying is what I was trying to say. If we go back to Ray's temperature question, on a scale, I would say we're probably to a 6. I wouldn't put us down to a 4 because we still have a lot of generations that are still loving, still giving, still kind. And people still rise to the occasion when there's a pandemic or a storm or what have you. We still have people who give. But I'm just saying, in general, I think our standard has dropped nationwide in that we have become a little cold. Why say cold is if a murder happened and someone could be on a scene, taping it, watching it, reaction.
Because we're desensitized from seeing it. It's normal now.
Right, and that's the problem.
It is a problem.
When you care, for me, I burst out crying when I see a fight. I burst out crying when I know someone is injured. And my people laugh at me and they're like, what happened to you? But I'm a person, I care a lot.
You have a heart for
people. I have
a lot
of empathy, yeah. So that's missing in a lot of people.
So maybe let's do this. Let's examine this word love. Love, there's a description that appealed to me, so I wrote it down. It says this, love is the catalyst of bonds that bonds all virtues that make up the content of good character. Ask ourselves, do we have this? Do we have this quality of love? You know, these virtues that make up this thing that we call love. When you're talking about having fellow feeling, when you're talking about having love and concern and really caring for your neighbor, you understand me? Do we have that? And I think you got it, Della, when you said that we have fallen by the wayside as a country. And then you mentioned something interestingly, because I thought about this too. Is it a generational thing? Are the younger persons nowadays more adept or persons in the mean? And I dare say, just like how you would have indicated just now that generally when things happen, like we see with the storm and we see with this pandemic, there's lots of persons that got together in the main, lots of persons that wanted to contribute and can help and so on and so forth, right? And that was because, you know, something stimulated that movement. There was a disaster, whatever the case might be. But just normally speaking, though, are we the sort that is now so quick to fly off the handle, that is quick to pick up a gun and handle our business that way? And I'm not just talking about younger folks, because I see some older folks too have this attitude. Like, you know, you can't say nothing to me. You got to watch what you say to me. You know, you get in traffic for too long nowadays, the fella on the horn, he behind you. And like, he getting crazy, the light just change.
It goes back to mental.
And they won't come out and they want, you understand me?
The frustration of life and lack of love and all the things that go with it.
But go ahead. You can choose to see life as abundant.
I agree.
Or no abundance. You can choose to see it. As Ray was talking about all the stuff that was going on, I couldn't help but to think about, I can't remember the name of the gentleman that we had on the show with us.
Evangelist, Ricardo.
Yes, Ricardo.
Stubbs, yes.
And heard something negative, my mind went to Ricardo.
Yes.
Why? Because he is what we should be talking about.
Yes.
He's the mold that we should be demonstrating and promoting.
He's a good example.
Christ,
yeah,
you know,
you have both sides, you know. You have good, the battle between good and evil. And that is why I was saying that has never changed.
But let's take it back to what you're saying. Mr. Stubbs or Evangelist Stubbs represents who? He represents Jehovah because he is a servant. So I think that has to come into this conversation. Have we gone away from God as a people? Because if we know God and we take what he says seriously, God is love. And if God is love, then that means we're supposed to, like Ray say, we're supposed to be sensitive even when there's not a storm, even when there's not a crisis. We're supposed to just be checking on each other. How many families probably don't talk for the week? how many neighbors don't even know each other's name? I know all of the neighbors on my street. I don't know all in the neighborhood. But I'm saying these are questions we should ask ourselves.
And the question I ask you is...
Go ahead.
The question is, what? Why don't you know the other neighbors?
The community is big where I live. It's a right. It's a large neighborhood. But I'm saying all of the persons through my corner, I know. But I don't want to take the conversation personally. We're throwing this out to the public. We want them to call. We want them to text. We're asking, have we gone away from God to the point where we don't exude this love that God has spoken about? Where, like Ray said, things happening every day, and we, like, people just passing it by, like, okay, it ain't affecting me and my family.
That survey would have been good.
Well, you know? I did write down what a survey did. Question, actually. Yeah. I actually did. I was surprised that you threw it out, but here's the survey question. Here's the burning question of the day. If you were to rate the Bahamas and Bahamians in general regarding this whole understanding of love, do we or are we loving each other the way that we should for you? So on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, where would you place us? That is the Bahamas. Where would you place us? How would you rate us in this regard as a country? What is your feeling? So if you can call in, our numbers here to call this afternoon are 323-623-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. I know Mr. Wally said, and that's our producer, we had some numbers, but we have two lines up, right? Yeah. So we're back up. And so please give us a call, or you can text us as well, too, right? We have a call? No? Oh, Kermit, I said Wally. This is. Okay, one line is up. That's fine. So we do have a line, and it's the first one. Yeah. Okay. So again, and I just want to repeat that question again. Burning question of the day, if you were to rate the Bahamas and Bahamians in general regarding this whole understanding of love, do we, are we living in a way or living with each other in a way that we should? Is that a yes or a no for you? And on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, where would you place us? How would you rate us in this regard as a country? What is your feeling on this? All right, so you can give us a call on those numbers that were mentioned. I think we're going to go to our first commercial break, and we'll come right back. But we're having a wonderful time here, being back in studio after a while here today. And so thank you so much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I'm your man, Sugar Ray. This is the Real Love Talk Show. I'm here with Lady D and Juan B. We'll be right back after this message.
Do not panic. Be prepared and feel stressed whenever there's an outbreak of diseases like COVID-19. Do not panic. It is better to be informed and prepared. Talk to a healthcare professional about your concerns. Make a plan for how you will keep your home and workspace clean and disinfected. Practice proper hygiene and preventative actions such as proper hand washing and coughing and sneezing etiquette. Stay informed about local COVID-19 updates from trusted and reliable sources.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Look what he just texted me. Oh, my goodness. Watch out!
Mobile devices are killing pedestrians, as there have been nearly 6,000 deaths and over 11,000 injuries as a result of texting and walking. Don't make your next text your last breath.
Brought to you by UB Radio in conjunction with Guardian Radio 96.9.
COVID-19. Do not panic. Be prepared. Some persons may get worried and feel stressed whenever there's an outbreak of diseases like COVID-19. Do not panic. And prepared.
Talk to a healthcare professional about your concerns. Make a plan for how you will keep your home and workspace clean and disinfected. Practice proper hygiene and preventative actions such as proper hand washing and coughing and sneezing etiquette. Stay informed about local COVID-19 updates from trusted and reliable sources.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Once again, welcome back, everybody. It's a super looking Sunday here in the city. Beautiful Sunday looking afternoon. We hope you're enjoying yourselves out there today and having a wonderful weekend. I'm your host. This is Ray. I'm better known as Sugar Ray. I'm here with 1B and Lady D. And of course, this is a Real Love Talk Show. We'd like to shout out our folks joining us on Facebook Live today, Deanna McCartney. Hi, welcome. Thank you so much. We appreciate you tuning in. And I'm going to have a little problem with this name. Let me see. Theophista Banwalia. I think I said it right. Banwalia or Biwalia.
Pretty name.
It's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
And thank you for tuning in. Also, I think it's your headphones.
Okay.
Sorry about that. And so I also want to shout out Monique Sawyer. I see there's a question. In answer to your comment, she says, I think we are all is lost, she says. Yes, there are a lot of things that are going to trigger, I'm not getting that. There are lots of things in the country, but overall, it's not shadowed by the negative, I guess she's trying to say. Lots of stuff going on, but not shadowed by the negative. Well, let's talk about this then. Mm-hmm. And before we get into that, and I want to reiterate something that I read. Let's get back to that question, because we do want to get a survey of some sorts going today. And I think you turned me down just a little smidget, one. If you can turn me back up a little bit, please. So that question that I would have mentioned, there you are. How would you rate us if you were to rate us as a country? If we were to rate the Bahamas and Bahamians in general regarding this whole understanding of love, are we loving each other the way that we should, yes or no? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, where would you place us as a country with regards to this whole feeling of love? And so you can text us your answer, yes, if you think we're doing all right, and if it's a 5, you think there's some work to be doing, that we need to be done, etc., then let us know. We'd like to get your feedback on it. But so folks, does leadership have a role to play here? When we look at and we think about, even from an historical standpoint, when you think about governments and so on and their roles in the lives of their people, and this is not me being political, this is not a political show, right? And foregoing the present administration. But let's just say overall, what do we think? What is your feeling on whether or not leadership can play a role in kind of stemming the gap, ensuring that persons have a feeling of well-being, that they're taken care of, that their concerns are being heard. There is a sense of justice. There are some countries, even I said historically previously, but even now today, that the people feel oppressed, right? Are we far from that? Are people feeling a sense of justice? And I use the word justice because it's a derivative of love, right? And when we look at what's happening in our streets, you know, can it be said that leadership can take a more active role in ensuring that there's a sense of peace? Because without peace, there cannot be love, you know? Your persons are being shot down every day, it seems like, in this country. You know, and a way to stem that is perhaps getting rid of these the proliferation of guns in this country. Why can't we solve that problem, right? And that's a question just to stir up your thinking, your faculties, ladies and gentlemen, you know. But these are things that I oftentimes think about, and I'm sure there are some of you out there that think about the same things as well too, right? And so does leadership factor in with regards to there being a sense of well-being and love and so on in a community, in a country, so on and so forth. What say you? What say you guys?
Absolutely. Leadership does play a... Leadership plays a major role in it because that's who we look up to. We look up to our parents.
They're selected for a reason.
Yeah. They're there at the head for us to emulate, to look up to. So they absolutely do play a role. Political leaders, they play a major role because nationally they steer the direction in which we think and the way we go about perceiving. Yes. Yeah, they're the ones that lead us in that direction.
And they can enact policies and law and so on and so forth, you know, to make it so that persons feel like there's a sense of justice. You know, you hear these stories of folks who have been impacted by the senseless violence, and then there's no sense of justice, you know? And that's, it seems to be more and more nowadays a more common occurrence. They exclaim and say that, hey man, you know, this and that happened, and we can't get no justice, you know? And these people it's like they're going through the court system and it's like a revolving door, you know? And my poor child, well, albeit he's dead and gone, but was an innocent victim.
Yeah. But we have circumstances like that that happen too often, because yes. I think we're desensitized to other people's needs. As long as I'm fine, as long as my house is good, then I will worry about you if I have to. But that's where we need to change. We need to constantly be concerned about our neighbors. We need to always be our brother's keeper. And we should always treat people the way we want to be treated.
Yeah.
And if we do that, then we'll then start to be a little more sensitive to those in need.
Here's another excerpt from that article that I was reading earlier. It says this, as a society and as individuals, we must urgently prioritize investing in building and maintaining good relationships and tackling the barriers to forming them through turning a blind eye, that is, to the impact of smoking and obesity on our health and well-being. So what it's doing is it's comparing this whole idea of not building these connections, these bonds, to it's detrimental, just as if you were turning a blind eye to smoking or obesity. Yeah. It can have that sort of a detrimental impact on you. And it says, it gives you categories. It says societies and individuals. So in our communities, community leaders need to ensure that we're fostering these bonds and these connections and so on. And individually, as it relates to fathers and daughters, fathers and their children, husbands and wives. Right. I even think about in my own personal circumstances as someone being married. And I'm like, you know, am I doing this? Am I going about this the right way? You're constantly trying to find this balance because it seems like I read something and it hit me like a ton of bricks the other day. And it was like, what it alluded to was that there's been over many several years this uptick in marriage, and it's like it's not going nowhere, right? And I kind of correlated what I read to something I saw in the scriptures in the Bible, when men were wanting to just have their way and divorce their wives just because, right? And it alluded to something I said earlier on about the fact that people just want to be selfish in their disposition and want to do it their own way. The woman is living good with you. She ain't do you nothing. She's a good homemaker, et cetera, et cetera. But just because you get a little switch and you got a feeling that you want a little itch, you want scratch, all of a sudden you throw in the sister away.
Does it bring material injury to yourself?
It can bring more than that. Because the stress and the drama and so on, that come, but this whole sense of selfishness, yes. which is like I said, nowadays it's almost like it's a god. You know, I can live and I can do as I see fit because it's all about me. And the age-old institution of something that is sacred as marriage crumbles under all of that. Yes. It just crumbles under all of that because we're so self-centered in our approach to how we deal with this and how we deal with that.
Great. My view on that is, it's okay. It has to be with knowledge. In other words,
explain. Take me there. Explain.
What I'm trying to say here is that we do have power. We do have a power within us. Mm-hmm. Do we agree that we can accomplish a lot of things?
All of us have the power to choose.
Oh, well, there we go.
The power to choose.
We have the power to choose good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ability to choose, because that's what God put in us. But like Lady D alluded earlier, God is still in charge. So my perspective...
But God don't like ugly. I can tell you this.
But God has never, and he does not create anything that is not... And, you know, I want to make sure I'm saying it right. That is not good. I mean, help me out here now.
Just your thought. I don't know what you're trying to say.
All I'm trying to say is, if we believe in
speak
the word
plain,
of
my brother,
God,
be on Guardian Radio
if
today,
we believe
you speak
that
plain.
He is the beginning, the end, and everything,
mm-hmm.
then we have to trust that even the guy down the road who shot someone else, God still made him. But he had a choice based on his physical desires, his physical need to do whatever he did. But God's still in charge.
Yeah, but see, that's my point I'm saying to you. Not just because we have a choice and we make a bad choice. You can't quantify that as being right. Wrong is wrong and right is right, right? But I could choose to divorce my wife today. That doesn't make it right, especially yes. if she
She's
is
a
woman.
Woman.
But she don't. Hold on, let me finish my point now.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
The woman mightn't deserve it.
Yes.
And this principle, love is a principle. Love is a principle, right?
Yes.
We could decide to live in between the gray lines and do all that we want to do, but we gotta call a spade a spade. I would respect a brother who say, hey, I'm going to do X, Y, Z, but this is what it is. This is my choice. We got a okay. call coming in, no? They go, well,
I'm talking about the uh-huh. same guy who decided to shoot someone,
uh-huh.
right? We got two sides right there. We got the victim and the person who committed the act. Both of them may have their own reasons why it happened. In other words, that guy killed someone. Maybe he did it for what? To feed his family.
It's still wrong.
Yeah,
murder is wrong.
No,
yeah.
okay. Murder, maybe I'm going a little too far because I do agree that you have no right to
go get a job.
Take someone's
That's
life.
That's right. We'll
All right. So let's just use it from that perspective then. You on the job. You decide you're going to take the man, pack a paper to carry home because your daughter needed for some sort of
That's wrong too.
Project.
Yeah. That's wrong too.
But if you didn't have the money to provide it for your child, you think it's wrong? No, you thinking it's right. You think you are doing something that will help.
The means justify the ends. But like Della said, you know,
yeah.
see, there's always, and that's where we have to understand this whole sense of morality, because each of us
yes.
are endowed. We are created and designed with something called a conscience.
And the means does not justify the ends.
And when that conscience become dull, and when we stop listening, listen to me carefully out
Listen
there, y'all.
The Spirit of God.
When you stop listening to your, see, that's God's voice within you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stop listening to that and it becomes dull, then you are crossing over a very serious and deep threshold, because you are open to anything, to doing anything. You are so liberated now.
Yes.
You're out there on that thin limb. The fine line between right and wrong is skewed. It's not only blurred, it's probably knowledge. It's rubbed out.
I wanted to chime in. I was thinking we are thrust into an era of materialism. And I think at the basis of a lot of what we discussed, person's soul just after, I got to get this. I got to work a couple jobs because I got to do this. I got to get that. So a lot of the stuff we see going on, even maybe in homes, people out to get the bacon, they're neglecting. Mm-hmm. They're not showing the love they're supposed to show.
And
divorce
love
happens.
Love is free.
Sometimes on the streets, I'm not the expert on that, because we have Dr. Carlos Reed and Eric Fox and all those who talk about the gang lifestyle with the shootings and stuff. Sometimes it's materialism, not all the time, where someone takes someone's stuff or the goal is to get more. Okay, that's a problem too. I just feel like if we have love, materialism should not overshadow love. You should have a balance, and I think Ray alluded to this earlier. You should be able to get, because everyone deserves, but then you're still supposed to know that love conquers all. I grew up hearing that. Love conquers all. And I also know nowadays it seems like, I was telling Ray off air, it's almost like every man for themselves. I
mm-hmm.
heard this phrase before, and only God for us all. And I wanted to mention materialism as relates to the leaders, because you asked us a question. If we think the leaders, you know, I guess if they care, and it's not anything to do with DNA, FNM, or PLP, or any party. We could even come up with a new name party. I just feel like when persons speak prior to getting in, it's like they want to do the world because they love you so much, they care about you, they want to see change, they want to see growth. But when persons get in, sometimes the materialism take over because it becomes, what can I get from out of this? Now, I'm not saying everybody. I'm just speaking generally. And if you speak to people on the ground, for the most part, the sentiment is, and I sing Michael Jackson's song, I don't know if they really care about us. That's what you hear people saying. One, I don't know if in the circles you sit, and I'm not previous government or this now government. I'm just talking in general. You would just hear people saying, Who really cares? If right now I am short on my mortgage and I need $1,000, who really cares? Mm-hmm. Who really cares? People probably would start to say, you made dumb decisions. That ain't my problem. But I'm just saying it might have been a reason. I might have had a medical reason why I couldn't work and I couldn't get this money. But who really cares?
That's why I say there is an abundance of loving and caring out there.
I just feel like it is not the way it used to be. Where you could go by Grammy them and you guarantee when you leave, you have a package in your hand or you have something. Somebody coming by to drop you. Here, pull your hand, open your hand, take this little thing.
Grammy just as old as you now.
I mean,
I'm just saying, you know.
I think things change a bit. And the person who texted 6 and I said 6, we still have love. We still have love because it's in the heart of each and every one of us in most cases. But I don't think we do enough. That's what I'm thinking. From the leaders to the churches to me individually to every aspect.
But I can only speak for me, all of us can do better. So I could say 8. I say there's a level of love out there that if we are open to it, it'll be there.
So where would you rate us today? If you were
today.
Yeah. If you were today? To do a temperature check on this country and you would say 1 being the lowest, 9 being the highest, or 10 being the highest rather, where would you rate the Bahamas in terms of us as a people showing love? Would you give us a high mark or would it be
I stand firm in what I believe and I'll say 8.
You say 8.
I say 8 because God is still in charge. And a lot of the leaders, a lot of the people do what they think is right. May not necessarily be right for me, you, or Della, but in their mind, they're doing do, even with the limited knowledge. Mm-hmm. So I say 8 because I can only speak for me. I can't speak for anyone else. Mm-hmm. And if I'm exuding that level of love, then I would have to say that is what that's what we all should be doing.
And then
we're not.
We all. I like how you kind of.
So.
You did some paraphrasing there. You said you personal. So it's a personal perspective. We can't mm-hmm. knock you for that. Sometimes we all live in a bubble, you know, and your exposure to certain things may be different than my exposure to things. Your sensibility when it comes to certain things may be different than my sensibility. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your knowledge as it relates to what's happening, what's going on may be different, good or bad, or better or worse than mine's, right? But generally speaking, what say you, Della, in terms of where we're at in this country, when we look at and we observe all that's going on, and this whole idea of us showing love, being known for being warm and friendly and hospitable back in the day, can we still say the same thing? Are those still hallmarks or characteristics that we identified as a people?
I think that those qualities still stand out because you would hear visitors who leave our shores, when they are interviewed, they're still saying, wow, the Bahamas have some friendly people. They have some nice people. But when it comes to us treating each other with 100% love, I feel there's room for improvement. Mm. I said it over and over from the show started. I feel we do have love. I still feel there are core principles still here, and I still feel there are many persons who still go out of their way. They may not advertise it. They may not broadcast it, but they're doing their part. But we can do better. We can always do better because you still have too many people in need. You still have too many people who are hurting. You still have too many people who have situations and no one is listening. Because why? They just don't have the time. Or we have become numb to certain things. I've seen people on the news advocating and say, I'm short and there's quiet in this country. Where's the outcry? Where's the... You understand? Right. So what is it saying? Are we numb or is just that You know, it don't concern me. I took out of it all what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just making some small points. We still have love, but we can do better.
I read an excerpt from, I was on Facebook just surfing around the other day, and a well-known Bahamian gentleman, I saw something that came up, and so I went to his page and I started reading it, and it was a quote. I believe it was Ray Munnings, his sister made, I think their father just passed away. And she was talking about how an excellent gentleman he was.
Yes.
An excellent, she said.
Percy Munnings?
Senior.
Mm-hmm.
He passed some years ago, and obviously she was just remembering him because it was the day was just recent. And she was saying, you know, the world knew him as this excellent statesman and so on and so forth. To him, to us, he was just daddy. But what a man, you know, what a man. He gave selflessly to persons that came. And whether they, back in the day, if they needed food, if they offered that, he would welcome them in. He would summon his wife and tell her, bring a beverage, bring a hot tea, or bring something cool for them to drink. And he would sit and he would listen. And then he would proceed to map out a plan as to how he could help them. And it was never for gain, or it was never for material, you know, gain or any of that thing. She said, now persons came and they paid with whatever they had. They paid with, if they had fruit, if they was growing fruit or vegetable, whatever have you. And that's how we lived back in the day. And that's the type of fella he was. And we need more of us to be like that, to be honorable in this thing that we're talking about this afternoon, this thing called love. Because there's nothing wrong with it.
Yes.
It's nothing. It's a surpassing way, you know. But I believe, and my personal feeling is that we've lost it. And I found it very interesting, Della, what you said earlier on with respect to how we treat each other, man.
That's how we treat each other. Yeah.
You know, sometimes some of us live in our bubble, right? But if you take a close look, boy, discord is not too far away. Because you got siblings who ain't talked to each other for years.
Yes.
You got husband and wife, they going at each other and they doing all sorts of nonsense with each other in front of the kids, so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
right? And no one's circumstances is perfect. You know why? Because none of us for growth. You know, I look at my personal circumstances, right? And I invite each of you out there listening in this afternoon, look at your own personal circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in some serious, serious times,
yes.
right? And the time is flying by like boom. And sometimes we procrastinate. We're going to do this. We're going to try to improve here. And something comes up and life comes at you so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then you forget.
Yes.
And until another convenient time, you're like, boy, you know what? I didn't do that. I'm supposed to follow up on that. Here's something else that I read that was very interesting. And it's this whole idea of love from Wikipedia, right? It says that love encompasses a range of strong, positive, emotional, and mental states. From the most sublime virtue or good habit, the deepest interpersonal affection, to the simplest pleasure. It's positive.
Yeah.
It's strong, right? It's something that can serve us well, right?
Sure,
and based on the article that we read before, as I stated, it has all of these other benefits of long life, of less mental health issues. When we want to be sure that we have them enriched and emboldened in our lives. There's a quote from Jimi Hendrix. He says, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will be a better place. I'll repeat that. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. It'll be a better place.
Yes.
And so we do well, man. We do well. We're going to take another quick commercial break,
yes.
Mr. Producer. And we'll come right back. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Real Love Talk Show here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's a fantastic looking Sunday out there. And we hope that you're shedding your love light and allowing all to see. We'll be right back after these messages.
Disease, now called coronavirus, that has not infected humans before. Symptoms include cough, fever, sore throat, breathing problems, and shortness of breath. After a person has been exposed to COVID-19, symptoms can appear between 2 to 14 days later.
Severe cases can lead to pneumonia, severe respiratory syndrome, kidney failure, or even death. The virus is transmitted after being in close contact with an infected person. To prevent the spread of a respiratory illness like COVID-19, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water. Rinse, then dry. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth unnecessarily, especially if your hands are not washed. Cover your mouth and nose with your inner elbow or tissue when you cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with persons who are infected or have symptoms such as coughing or sneezing. Clean and disinfect surfaces at home and at work. There are no medications to treat the coronavirus. Practice preventative measures to ensure that you and your family are safe.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Do you want an issue raised? We're on the clock. Do you want to share a solution? We're on the clock. Do you want to show your culture? Well, we're on the clock. On the Clock gives you the opportunity to share your concerns, questions, and solutions with the public. We dive into the stories, we identify the issues, we engage the people, organizations, and institutions that keep the country running. Beginning Monday, February 1st, On the Clock with Aaron Green, weekdays, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Morning Blend Business.
The Economy.
Finance.
Business.
Industry.
Private sector.
Financial services.
Tourism.
Personal finance.
Investing advice.
Consumer issues. Consumer rights.
Trends and business opportunities.
Morning Blend Business. Following Morning Blend every weekday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
More Smart Talk is coming to Guardian Radio. And so I'm inviting you to unleash your radio with me, Levin Miller, each weekday at 11, right here on Guardian 96.9 FM.
Beginning Monday, February 1st, you can catch Unleashed with Levin Miller weekdays at 11 a.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
We all love us through and through, and though we made it through the storm, I really want you to realize, I really want to put you on. I've been searching for someone to satisfy my every need. Won't you be my inspiration? Be the real love that I need. Real love. I'm searching for a real love. Someone.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back one more time again. It's the Real Love Talk Show here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We hope you're tuning in and enjoying the conversation here with us. It's a delightful one. It's actually also very thought-provoking. And, of course, we're talking about this whole idea of love from a national perspective. So where are you? How are you factoring in? Are you a person that is still trying to stem the gap? We're just having a talk here off air, and we're saying, by and large, you know, there are many persons who have kind of lowered the standard as far as, you know, being concerned and showing love and showing empathy and that sort of stuff. Are you in that situation? Are you in that position? Is it that you're perhaps one of those persons that are trying to hold and stay true to this whole value of demonstrating love? And maybe there are others that are trying to say to you, man, you know what? You're old school. You know, times have changed, you know. There ain't enough love in the world no more nowadays. I hear a fella say one time ago recently,
there ain't enough love in the world no more, bruh.
Nah,
that wouldn't get me.
Yeah, that's the talk, babe. And so, you know, it's interesting because I'm thinking back to the importance of being able to ensure that, you know, I do all that I can, you know. There is a thing that we forget in that, you know, sometimes what goes around comes around. And sometimes based on your merit and your actions and how you treat persons, sometimes that is revisited upon you, right? One mentioned the whole idea of God is still in control, but we are free and moral agents. We have the ability to choose for ourselves which way. He didn't make us like robots, right?
But the word says, seek ye first the kingdom.
Are we seeking though?
But see.
That's the
I am.
But there's certain tenants. There are certain tenants that come along with being a citizen of the kingdom.
Oh, absolutely.
And one of that is practicing and showing love.
Absolutely.
Showing love, you know. And so I want to take us back to this article that I unearthed early in this week. And I found it to be a very interesting read. And this is an article that is published by the Mental Health Foundation. And the topic is Relationships in the 21st Century, the Forgotten Foundation of Mental Health and Well-Being. And one of the excerpts from there says, Health Foundation defines relationships as the way in which two or more people are connected, on the state of being connected, or the state of being connected, rather. Relationships include the intimate relationship we have with our respective partners, those we form with our parents, siblings, and grandparents, and those we form socially with our friends, work colleagues, teachers, healthcare professionals, and the community. And so...
We got a call, Ray.
Oh, we do have a call.
Yeah, we have a call on the line.
Good afternoon, caller. Thank you so much for calling into the Real Love Talk Show. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello, caller. Are you there? Okay, if you're there, please continue to hold on. In fact, I've been told that we've been having some issues with the lines today. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, Sugar Ray. How you doing, man?
My brother. How are you? All is
my
well,
brother,
sir.
My brother Juan and Lady D. Good afternoon to all of you.
That's Mr. Hey, Jeffrey Delaval.
Mr. Delaval.
That's me. My brothers and sister, I must say that I have totally enjoyed this conversation from the beginning up to this point.
Awesome.
I think some of the questions that you have asked are very poignant questions, and it gives you the aspect to reflect.
Yes,
go back,
sir.
And do yourself and reflect, do some self-reflection. Let me see if I can attempt one or two of those questions that you posed and put my own spin on it. Bahamians on the whole, if you go back, as we are accustomed, back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. you know, it's always important to go back to
yes,
where
sir.
You once were in order for you to appreciate where you are today. Bahamians are typically known to be some of the most friendliest people on the face of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
It is so sad that circumstances have the dynamics, the natural dynamics that we were accustomed to, and then being influenced by the outside world, which, if you can recall, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, 60s and 70s in particular, we were not so heavily influenced by the outside world per se. What do I mean by that? A lot of the things that came on television, for instance, the children of yesterday were not exposed to those things. They were allowed to be children, okay? The adults, even right down to keeping certain things away, like, for instance, like profanity, like even right down to feminine products. There was a certain level of decorum that they had even for advertisement. Today, it's like there's no holes barred, everything goes. Whatever the Americans put on their TV,
mm-hmm.
it comes straight to our front rooms. Whatever Canada put on their TV, it comes straight to the front rooms. And the sad part about that is, regardless of whether they have no regard to whether when they are promoting these things, whether children are watching the television set, remember, we have to protect their innocence.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the adults being the adults that we are able to identify with those things because we know what they are. So, in essence, then, to get back to the point, the Bahamians are some of the most friendliest people still today. And I hear you say a six. I believe we are ranking somewhere around a seven and eight. Also taking into consideration that the Bahamians, as we know it back then, are not the Bahamians that we are today, because we have an influx of others who do not share the core values that we had back then. They don't share it today. So, in essence, in my closing statement would be this. You know, I often get kind of irritated when you hear a person say the Bahamas or that, but they do not take into consideration that the Bahamas now has become a melting pot where so many persons do not share our core beliefs, who do not share the type of upbringing we had, who do not share the godly principles that many Bahamians mm-hmm. today still try to live by. But yet the Bahamian people continue to get a black eye, and that must change. Thanks very much for allowing me your time on your program, one, Sugar Ray and Lady D. It's always a pleasure to participate, my one or two little cents, and just to encourage and spur the conversation going forward. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity.
Appreciate you, big brother. Appreciate you, man.
Great points. Really good points.
Thank you for calling in, and we can't wait to see you in the flesh soon, my brother, so we can break bread together, as they say, eh? Good to have Jeff calling. He's always an excellent contributor. I always enjoy listening in and sitting at his feet when he speaks. But he's true.
Yeah.
He's spot on. He's spot
part,
on.
You know?
That's a major point.
Yeah.
And we've been talking in off and on during the conversation today. We've raised the whole question of God and how does he factor in. But even as it relates to us individually, how is our relationship with him? We're talking about love. Are we actually demonstrating, one mentioned the kingdom and having this whole spiritual experience. I was reading, there's an excellent book, I've been studying this book actually, but it talks about the fact, and I've expressed it on this show before, that spiritually there are some things that are going on that we need to be cognizant of.
Yes.
The enemy is real. And there's something called the spirit of the world, and it permeates every facet of our existence. And there's this spirit. It's like an odorless gas. Even when you breathe it in, you even know until the effects. It's too late. It can kill you, right? But that spirit of the world, and Jeff kind of alluded to it. You're watching, I got this neighbor, he always on this war game. Like he playing somebody online and he killing up people and they run this way, boy. Mm-hmm. And they shooting in this, he in this virtual world.
Desensitized.
All
it.
Day, right? Yes. I can't remember, I used to know it, it don't matter. But the point is, what are we exposing ourselves to, right? The old people used to say, if you put certain things, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
Garbage in, garbage out. You know?
We become what we think.
And if you, and that's
on.
The quote I read earlier.
Yeah.
You know? And so the fact of the matter, if we are consumed with worldly pursuits, whether it's so concerned and consumed with our jobs and making money, right? And we have at the risk of losing, and there are other things, and we lose our sense of morality. We lose ourselves of sense, our good person that we should be, we ought to be. In terms of how we treat, how we interact with each other, how we're loving each other, how are we loving ourselves?
Yes.
How are we loving ourselves? Do we have balance? And this is a question I ask myself all the time. And sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I say, boy, you're sorely lacking over here.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pull up your bootstraps, my brother.
Because you see what they say about the plane. You can't put the mask on somebody else if you ain't get enough oxygen, right?
Yeah.
So you have to take care of you first in order to take care of the
Absolutely.
People. Yeah. So, good points.
Here's a thought from this book. Let me just share this paragraph with you. And this book is one that I found very, very enlightening and upbuilding.
What's the name of the book?
And Keep Yourself, or actually, it's called Keep Yourself in God's Love.
Okay.
Right? And that's all. This is chapter 4 in the book. It says, as humans, we have a tendency to be rebellious. This has been true ever since the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, and it goes on, he said that they sin, right? Even though they were created perfect, they rebelled against God's authority. Since then, all humans have been born imperfect, and our imperfection is one reason why we can be difficult it can be difficult for us to accept direction from God or from humans. And so having this idea of or sense of self, knowing who we are, right, and I end quote there. Knowing who we are and our makeup, our natural tendencies is important because sometimes you may be exhibiting certain characteristics, right, that are not of a godly quality, right? And instead of becoming our best selves, we are transforming into something else. And we're moving farther and further away from what the Creator intended us to be.
Totally agree.
Again, we have free will, but we are imperfect. We are flawed. And so do we take the time to stop and think, wow, but I gone so far left, I can't, who this is? Who am I becoming?
Yeah.
You're losing your footing and you're sliding down a slippery slope and you ain't trying to even hold on, you're just going along like you on some sort of a ride at the amusement park.
And that's basically.
And this is your life. This is your life.
I said earlier on.
That's how a lot of people live.
But don't forget, early on I said we need to do introspections. When you were saying things are good and what have you, I said, yeah. But we always have to stop and analyze ourselves and our situations. I do it. And sometimes I'm hard on myself than anybody else's.
That's the beginning of everything else. Yeah. Understanding how your love light is shining within you.
And that's when you know you have love, and that's when you know you have concern. When you can look within and say, I didn't treat my brother right today. I didn't have to say that to my sister. Let me go on a ball. I didn't think I put my best foot forward at work. Let me step it up tomorrow.
How bad it is for me. The other day I went out and I had a little more than I should have. And I did the same thing, beat myself, because why would you treat yourself? Why did I treat myself that way? Mm-hmm. I did it to me, you know. Why? Why do we do it to ourselves? So then the question becomes, why would we do it to other people? Because we do it to ourselves.
Yeah, so we have to take care of ourselves. Like we said, love starts. It starts with self-love. You got to love you first, and then you'll be able to pass that love on to other people.
Healthy love, too.
Healthy love, healthy exactly.
Yeah.
Start with the man in the mirror, like Michael Jackson said. Oh, yeah.
Well, there's one more excerpt that I would want to read before we get on out here. And, folks, we want you to know it's been absolutely a pleasure to be back with you this afternoon here on Guardian Radio. We feel privileged, and I think I speak for all three of us here. This is certainly been a thought-provoking conversation, as we would have said before. Here's an excerpt from an article today on air. It's Relationships in the 21st Century. Maybe you can look it up yourself. The Forgotten Foundation of Mental Health and Well-Being, something that is published by the Mental Health Foundation. And it goes on. Della, I'll let you read that. Maybe.
You can hear that sexy voice on the line.
My raspy voice. Apologies, radio audience.
And so it's very telling when you look at these, this information.
Okay, and Ray, I have to warn you, I didn't bring my specs, but I'm going to do my best. And it says a review of 468 studies concluded that the influence of social relationships on the risk of death are comparable with well-established risk factors for mortality, such as smoking and alcohol consumption, and exceed the influence of other risk factors, such as physical inactivity and obesity. And their physician, health professionals, educators, and the media should take social relationships as seriously as the other factors that affect mortality. So I understand what they're saying.
So as a counselor, you totally get that,
I get that, you know. We look more at health things, like
obesity,
physical health,
obesity,
you know,
and so
we concentrate
on
those things,
smoking and so on and so forth, and we forget that these connections, these connections are also just as important to highlight, because if we don't have them, it could mean our very lives. It affects our mortality drastically, is what it's saying. And so, folks, with just a minute or so left, we want to say so much thank you guys for tuning in. We certainly hope that you would have enjoyed the conversation here this afternoon. We want to remind you that next week we'll be back again at 2:30, God willing, to continue the conversation. But for now, it's been a delight. And I am truly yours, truly Sugar Ray. This is
Lady D.
And Juan B.
And we are the Real Love Talk Show.
Yay.
Until next week, everybody, have a great Sunday.
Have a great day.
Peace. Bye-bye,
out.
Facebook.
Thanks for tuning in.
Take care.
Love you.
Thanks for being here.
Need more love.